I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Everybody!
Oh, can you lower my headset?
Already?
Already you're blowing my ears off.
Am I that loud already?
Hi, everyone.
What's up, everybody? We're in our new home, our permanent home, for a long time. This is going to be.
Right, because we can't pay the rent anywhere else.
We need your help. Well, welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is Monday, January 29th, 2018.
It's the 29th or the 30th?
Today it's the 29th. So we got me and Margaret in the house. We got Mr. Randy the Wrench over there. What's up, Randy? Yeah. And we are just hanging out, man. So how was your weekend?
I worked all weekend. Yeah, I'm still working. It's not even Monday yet. I think this should be like my Friday.
I know, right?
I know.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I worked on fixing up the studio.
Uh-huh.
I had to get rid of a lot of crap.
No, wait. Step back a minute on you fixing up the studio.
All right. I got to give most of the credit to my wife. She did most of it. I will say that, yes.
Oh, no, like majority. Other than the wiring aspect of the equipment, she pretty much laid out everything. So we love Dawn for that.
Yes. Thank you, honey.
And not you. Give credit where credit's due.
What the fuck? Anyway, so,
all Johnny does is the heavy lifting.
Well, I had to actually work Saturday morning, and I was actually back in bed before 9, which was good.
I know. I actually called you back, and you didn't pick up the phone.
No, I was in bed. That was it. I was done. So here we are. It is Monday, obviously.
Obviously.
And looks like we both had pretty boring weekends working and shit.
Well, I didn't say that. I was working, but I managed to fit a couple of things in. Hey, John Frew.
What's up, John Frew?
Jane, Denise, Faith, Winford, everybody that's out there in Mayhem Land, thank you for tuning in for the next debacle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I know, I make fun of us all the time, but we have so much fun.
Yes, we do.
But we did get some stuff in the mail.
We got some presents in the mail.
We did.
We're very excited about, and I cannot wait to open them. Would you like to do the honors?
Well, I'll give you the care package number one. Hold on.
All right.
It's the small box.
Oh,
which means this will be perfect for you.
Yeah. Is it a penis?
No, it is not.
Uh-oh.
You have to open it. Be careful.
Well, I don't have nothing to open it. It feels heavy.
Well, here, use my pen.
All
you
right.
You don't carry a knife? What kind of guy are you?
I got my sweatpants on. Are you kidding me?
Randy, you have a knife.
Randy's like MacGyver.
You don't have like
one. No, of those, I have my tool bags out in the.
You don't even have one of those little, what are those, Boy Scout?
No, I normally carry my father's pocket knife, but I don't have
more
it with
peanuts.
Me right now.
Peanuts and popcorn. Woohoo!
How much goddamn tape to put on this shit?
Well, you know, they have to wrap it. Hoss is. Joined us. Hi, Haas. How are you?
What's up, Haas?
And everyone.
It's like Christmas morning over here.
We're opening up presents. Well, this we know came from Aaron Waller, so we know that. So, Aaron, thank you for sending that out and replacing whatever.
Oh, yeah. This was the.
Wait, take your headset off, Margaret. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Wow. Okay. He replaced the barbecue sauce that was broken. Oh, that's nice. Kansas City's best. Hold on.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Randy, can you show that in your camera? This way it's nice and close to the everybody. Absolutely.
What's all that bing, ding, yeah, that, ding?
That's awesome. Noise. Kansas City barbecue. Barbecue. That's good stuff. Oh, there's another one in here.
He gave you another one?
What's this one?
Do you, how's
that?
Oh. Oh. Is that rub? Is that rub?
That one has my name on the box.
I know. Hand it over.
Wait, here, take a look. Wow, this is awesome. Kansas City, like Christmas morning.
You guys get to watch us open presents. Next, we're going to show you the slideshow from my family vacation. Hand that over to Randy.
Here you go.
All right, so.
Show that to the camera, please.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so this one came from Minuteman Metal. Now, if you guys remember.
Thank you.
Wait, where's my thing? Okay. I want to open this one. What'd I do? On our show, we featured Minuteman Metal, and we were sharing some of his posts, and he called in. This is the stuff that he makes. At least it's not popcorn.
Yeah, right?
Hold on. I'm trying to talk and poke holes in my box.
Oh, hoy, ho, hey, huh?
Like one hole's not enough. All right. Randy's not commenting on it. He's pissed off at his computer right now.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be
well,
okay.
Not only that, but, I mean...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Lord. Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
That is gorgeous.
That it's really wrapped up really well. I just got to make sure that there's nothing else that I'm missing.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
All right. And it's wrapped again. It's wrapped up in cellophane. What's that Jerky Boys thing? I'm going to wrap you up in cellophane and set you on fire.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Hold on. I got to be really, really careful with this.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a minute. Well, chat, talk amongst yourselves.
Please do.
While I'm doing this.
Yes, well, we are anxious to see what this is. What was the name of the company again that made
I have it, Minuteman Metal.
Minuteman Metal.
I'm trying to get the card out so you can actually read it.
Okay.
All the info. Oh, he sent us the one that has the LED lights.
Oh, jeez.
It's Bill McDaniel.
This is Bill McDaniel.
Oh, I know.
This is the Minuteman Metal. Check him out at www.minutemanmetal.com.
Hold on.
This guy makes some really beautiful stuff.
Now, for those of you that saw, he makes these out of metal, and it's like a 3D process, but then he puts in the lighting with the remote control. So now we actually have like a man cave kind of thing.
We could be playing with it.
Oh, God. Johnny and another remote. Push another button.
Oh,
Johnny.
My God. I got enough buttons over here.
No.
Jeez.
No, but it's beautiful.
While she's opening that up, just sort of, some of you, if you want to go look for us on YouTube right now, you'll find us on YouTube later. Instead of doing the two cameras that we were doing, I was neglecting YouTube a little bit because of the stuff we have here now. So we're going to be actually putting this video on YouTube later. And eventually down the road, we're going to switch to YouTube, and it's going to be fantastic. But anyway.
Oh,
well,
wait, I'm trying to get all this stuff. He wrapped it.
He wrapped the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, well, you know.
So how was your weekend, Randy? What'd you do?
Actually, I got a lot of work done. I started working on Doc's bike, and I got the couple of the serious issues that were on it. I got that resolved and snapped off bolts and stuff like that.
Right.
So I really did I got a lot done. I was very happy this weekend.
Good.
The weather cooperated and everything else.
Yeah, we had nice weather. That's one thing for sure. It wasn't bad. It's a little windy out now, but soon it'll be bike season. And after we talk about what she's opening up, bike season is in full effect right now in some places, if you got spikes in your tires, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, my God, that thing
was
like...
sorry. He wrapped his...
He wrapped the shit out of it.
Fucking good.
He's a rapper. He's a real rapper.
He's not a real rapper like a rapper.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
He's a rabble rouser.
So,
no,
anyway.
Bill did some really, really beautiful work. I'm almost there, folks.
Yeah, she's almost there.
I'm almost
any
there.
Any minute now.
Wait, it's somebody should be playing, like, what's that stripper
song? If anybody wants to give us a call. Give us a shout if you guys.
Here it is.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so I don't know how to turn it on. Did it come with instructions? Can you zoom this in on something?
Yeah,
Actually, I'm just going to put it right here. I'll put it right here. Can you zoom in?
No, you can't.
Give it,
hold it up? Give it to Randy.
Well, okay, but don't drop it.
Yeah, Randy. Oh, take that. Okay.
Bill, thank you so much.
Bill, thank you so much.
Push the on button.
Check out this thing.
Hold on. Right, because Johnny doesn't know how to do this shit. Did the lights go on?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The
check that out.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know how to use this thing.
Make another color.
Well, I don't know how to make another
color. I know how to use this thing.
All right, well, here, I push a button. Green. Let's see what happens. I'm trying to... Can you hold it?
Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Fuck you. No, wait, let's do flash. It's got all these things. I think it just does it all.
Yeah, but it's being blocked, maybe.
Strobe. I don't know.
Wait. Hey, give me that second.
Hold on. Go to fucking hell. I want to do it myself.
Jesus. You can't handle this shit.
I think it's just purple. I think you had a choice of colors.
Oh, maybe.
Either way, this is so cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're going to leave it right here on our desk here.
And I'm keeping the remote. Pass it back.
And what are you going to do with it? I don't want to know.
I'm going to hide it.
Give me this way.
I'm going to play hide the remote.
And that's really cool. That's a roguelite.
Bill, thank you so much.
It's a roguelite. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a trophy.
Now, this guy, he makes these himself. And if you go to Minuteman Metal, like Johnny said, I'm going to post the link right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to MinutemanMetal.com, they come in a variety of sizes. And this is an additional add-on that he made.
Right.
I love it when people make stuff.
Oh, yeah. Especially for us.
Well,
if you make something for us, we love that.
Well, of course, it's not even that.
Just something handmade is always better than something just out of the factory.
Yeah, you know handmade and made in the USA.
There's a personal connection to it.
Right. Well, you know.
Yeah, this is totally.
That's really beautiful.
This is totally rocking.
It's a roguelite, but I'm sure you can make any kind of style bike you want.
Right.
It lights up and it does all kinds of cool things. Also.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, I did post this thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if it does. I think it's just the one color.
Yeah. All right, well.
But anywho.
Purple, cool. Yeah.
So let's get back to what Johnny had posted, shared a video. Hold on, let me get to the page. Had shared a video on our page. Hold on a minute. Wait, no, that's that. This one. Oh, now I got to go back to our page. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I'm having a brain fart. What else is new?
It was the hill climb in Aspen, the X Games. The last thing they did was the Harley Davidson ice hill climb, which was so awesome. And they used the same, hill where the snowboarder just got done.
Right.
You know how it goes up and around like this?
Like for the X Games.
For the X Games. And some of these people actually did it before, but it's a brand new event. And you could tell that some people never did it before.
Right.
Like they were just crawling along. And some people that had no fear or actually might have done it once or twice, they hauled ass up it. And it was the coolest thing you ever saw. They used sportsters.
I saw it.
Well, well, I want to get
that's crazy,
I'm going to get to the video so everybody else can see it.
Yeah.
So
it is crazy.
We'll play a clip of this. When Margaret's ready.
I'm almost there.
All right.
I'm almost there.
Hold on.
That's what he said. Oh, wait. I have to make it larger.
That's
what she said. All right. Hold on now. I got to do full screen.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting it. We're having a little internet-y things. All right. You can...
So check this out.
This is when it's... Oh, it says it starts in 9 minutes. Yeah. So I'm going to fast forward Let's do... This one. Here we go.
Right.
9:56. All right. So they're at the starting line right now. I don't know if they actually zoom in.
Corey was Diana Dahlgren out on the course. Lee, it's so good to have you in here.
It's good to be in the booth right now. And,
can they hear us too?
I was down on the field earlier today and last night watching these guys, 140 horsepower.
There's actually spikes on this pod.
A brand new event making its X Games debut.
140 horse sports.
If you like snow, if you like head-to-head racing, do we have an event for you, the Harley-Davidson Snow Hill Climb?
Well, what's interesting is these guys right here, Austin and Dan, they're going to get the fresh track. A bike hasn't gone up that yet.
That's a really good point. There you see Austin Cardwell and Dan Louders. And as we get to this, let's just break down what this comp really consists of. Because there you see the super pipe, there you see the bikes, fully on modified. Talk to me about these bikes, Lance.
Well, what's interesting is these bikes are the exact bikes that they do their normal hill climb racing. So when they're on the, you know, dirt, rocks, whatever they're on, they ride these tires. The only difference is they had to jet it for the 9,000 feet we're at. And also, they normally don't ride in freezing temps.
Yeah,
they don't like to run it.
That's the big thing.
Adjusted for that, the carburetors, their fuel injection systems. But other than that, like I said, these horses are going to be changing so much throughout the night that they were even talking about tire PSI and if they should be lowering it as it gets, more chewed up.
Can I fast forward this?
Yeah, fast forward a little bit.
I
think
there
was six
pipe, the men's snowboard super pipe final literally just ended.
Yep,
all the snowboarders.
Let's see.
ESPN.
All right, enough of this.
You guys.
Yeah,
let's get to the race. Come on.
Well versus Louders.
All right.
The very first head-to-head race of
Let's
the
go.
Harley-Davidson Snow Hill Climb here at X Games Aspen 2018. And I can't think of a better way to close out this edition.
I can.
Games than with a
How awesome is this?
There you see
it would be more
Cardwell,
awesome if you shut up.
I know, right?
I think you're right on to something, Lance, in saying he has just as much experience as his elder counterpart. Let's get it on right here, right now. Race number one.
Austin out of the gate on the gas. He's just running away with it. It looks to me like Dan's struggling with his bike a little.
Yeah.
All right, that looked pretty freaking cool.
Yes.
All right, so that's what you do, I guess, in the wintertime.
Yeah, well.
With your motorcycle.
You put spikes on your tires. No.
Yeah,
you've
not yet.
For 1 minute.
What are you doing?
Oh, you good? Okay. So, let's go back to this for 1 second.
Okay.
And why, Randy?
I'll just hold shot. So you can see the guy.
No doubt
I'm
about
have
it.
To see my whole Facebook.
No photo finish needed here. There's a reason why
cool
he's the number
that,
one seat.
That's
yeah, well,
awesome. Awesome.
It's on a bike that's actually fueling that. That's helping quite a bit.
That's fucking. Well, I wish I was there. You know,
I don't wish I was
you,
there because
you've never
ridden
your bike in the snow.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
But no, but these guys got spikes like this.
Oh, I know.
But you know, you got to get used to riding like that too. That can't be easy. That's got to be.
Well, it's a totally. You're riding on ice.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then there's an event that goes on in Michigan, and I can't pronounce it. It's Wausau, Michigan, I believe.
Okay.
The Wausau 525. That's coming up February 10th. And they're doing a motorcycle ice racing.
Oh, okay.
On ice.
Right.
So, I mean, normally it's ATVs and snowmobiles and stuff like that. But they're actually doing motorcycle racing on the ice. Now, I know they do ice racing and things like that in other parts of the country. In Canada, where it's always cold. Mm-hmm. Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. You know, they do the truck racing.
Yeah, and Lake George, too.
Yeah.
And Winter Carnival.
All that
I'm sure like
stuff.
It's getting bigger now, so I guarantee you go up to Lake George for the Winter Carnival now, they'll have motorcycle ice racing now. You know, I would love to see that, man.
Oh, yeah. They have it up there. When you get up north, you know, they have a lot of that.
I would love to try it on Randy's bike. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, not
no,
on
I
yours.
I don't think that'll work.
My bike doesn't do ice too well. My bike does sunshine and palm trees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, you and the palm trees.
So, you know. Anyway.
We had, so it's nice to be able, I hope you guys like that little fancy schmancy stuff that Johnny likes to do now.
Yes, I like to play with all that stuff now. My bike doesn't do nice too well. My bike.
So I'm going to move that over.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, so for those in case Bill came on later.
Right.
Again, Minuteman. Metal.
Yeah.
For that.
Anybody wants to give us a call, give us a shout at 877-917-5263. We're talking about this ice racing and shit, man. If anybody, I know John Frew would probably like to get in on this conversation because he's into shit like that. So, John Frew, give us a call.
He is.
Anybody out there want to give us a call about any stories that you might have or any, if you watched that last night, your opinion on it. We'd like to definitely hear from you, man. We're here. We're hanging out.
And any upcoming events?
Any events you want to talk about?
The season for us on this coast is coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. Daytona's coming up real soon.
Wait, before John McDonald calls. So, you know, the Long Island Abate and Full Throttle magazine, our official safety ride, has been scheduled for April 8th. And that leaves at the H. Lee Dennison Building.
Okay.
Okay, and on Long Island. That's Hop Hog, right?
Yep.
Hop Hog. Veterans on Highway. Vets. Yeah, so it's actually a really pretty huge event. I don't know who our Grand Marshal is yet. It's probably, we'll probably have Lorenzo or somebody or whoever do it. But it's actually a really good event, and it gets the backing of our local legislators and townspeople and councilmen and things like that.
Right.
Just prior to Motorcycle Awareness Month, which is May, we do the safety ride. So with Long Island Bait, it's also a blessing as well, the annual bike blessing and the safety ride with the Full Throttle magazine.
Excellent.
So it gets everybody out there, and there are people that come there that talk about motorcycle safety, that show you how to pick your motorcycle up by yourself. So there's demonstrations. The police department is there. They do demonstrations.
Did you ever watch that? I'd love to get those guys on the show. They're at, like, all the bike weeks. I usually see them in Panama City. I think I see them in Daytona also. They do the figure eights with the bikes. Like,
slow. Oh, yeah, the police. The police
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And have the girls do it also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to have them on the show. Because that is some good freaking riding there.
I'd love to take one of those courses where they have those bikes that you can... You could just drop them, and it doesn't matter.
We have a caller calling in.
Hang on one sec.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, Mr. Rizzo?
What's happening?
Hi, Cam.
Why are you so low? Hold on.
Hold on a second. Your volume is low. Hold on one second.
I don't know why you're so low. You shouldn't be that low. Talk.
I am, because I'm 5 feet. I'm only 5 feet tall. What do you want?
Well, get up on a stepladder, would you?
Fucking shit, I know it. No. Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
How's it in your neck of the woods?
How is it over there?
Atmosphere. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. I love the new atmosphere going on in your studio. It's awesome.
Isn't it great?
I'm watching it. Oh, my God, it's so freaking cool.
Well, right now I have your picture up on the screen.
Yeah, we're just, it's just taking us a little bit of time to get accustomed to it.
I can see Margaret's books now because she's sitting up high.
Yeah, there you go.
It's nothing.
I was leaning down. I keep trying to hide my boobs behind the camera, but apparently I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
See, you can't hide them, Mama. You can't hide them.
I let those puppies free.
Are you ready? You going to be ready, Mike, March 5th?
March 5th, Kim is going to be a guest in the studio here.
March 5th? Confirmed for sure?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes. Oh,
and we're going to go on Sunday night. We are going to go to the Village Idiot for dinner.
Am I invited to the soiree?
Well, everybody is invited.
Well, thanks for letting me
know. Are you part of the show?
No. Man. We gotta start to have meetings now.
I got reservations for the Marriott.
Okay, cool.
What Marriott?
Don't let people know she has stalkers.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, right off the expressway. I'm definitely going there, and I have a big surprise for all of you when I come.
Right.
I can't say what it is, but if it's a human, but we. You guys are going to be fat as shit.
It's a human, you said?
Are you going to bring it with you to the studio?
Yes. It's
okay.
Yep.
All right, cool. So either way, that's cool.
Yes.
There's enough room here now.
Yes, we have room for guests,
Cool.
Not for
cool.
stayover
and
guests.
We're going to be bringing gifts for you guys.
Gifts.
Everything.
Oh, my God. Love you, Kim. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I'm loving this job more and more every day.
I can't wait.
I'm telling you.
Where is Randy Muller? I'm
going to
kick his ass.
There he is.
Randy's over there in the corner. He's so large, it takes up a lot of space on the screen. So.
I have my own camera now. I'm special.
You want to take it now? God damn it.
Yeah. Wait, no,
oh, my
Randy.
God. I can't fucking wait to come and see you. Oh, my God.
I know.
We're going to have fucking orgasms. You understand?
Wait, we're having orgasms?
We're going to make fucking...
Oh, wait, we're going to have such a good
did
time.
Did she say we're going to have orgasms?
Yes, we're going to have orgasms.
Is my wife aware of this? Or,
well, your wife will probably be participating.
Jeez.
Without you.
So in other words, I got to recharge the batteries in the video camera, eh?
Hey, no.
Oh my god.
No, I am so super excited. That's like, you know, that's less than a month away, really.
Yeah.
It's like a month away.
It is. March 5th.
Hey,
Mama, if you look on my Facebook, you'll see it. I have the days. I'm counting the fucking days. I cannot wait.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good.
Ooh, I just got a hot flash. Just thinking about
geez.
It.
Oh, jeez.
I'm flashing.
Oh, my God. I just had a hot flash, too.
See? I'm great flashing.
I'm going to start flashing. Hey.
Nobody needs to see that.
No, really.
Johnny, you know what? Johnny, you better behave yourself and tell Dawn she better be ready for some fun.
Oh, we're going to have a blast without
him. What are you doing that Saturday night? We should be hanging out Saturday night. Right?
Well, we could hang out Saturday night. Well, you know what? I'm not sure what time I'm getting there, but I might get there early Saturday night. I gotta figure it out though. But if I get there early enough, then we'll do something.
All right, and that sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I got a nerve. Oh my god, I'm so fucking excited. You guys have no clue. Your show is gonna go down in history.
Maybe you're bringing some ribs. From
let's stop talking about food right now. Seriously though,
yeah,
really.
Get off the food. This is my life, okay, now?
Uh-huh.
History's going to happen on your show.
Uh-oh. Are we going to go X-rated?
Is there midgets involved? I'm not being prejudiced or racist or anything, but oh my god, you know, from watching, what is that, Game of Thrones?
We love midgets.
The actor. Is that the one, or is that Vikings?
I don't watch either one of those.
Red,
so.
Do you watch that one?
No.
Game of Thrones or Vikings or whatever, one of the
I have to tell you, the Vikings looked a little interesting.
Is a little person. Oh, my God, he's so hot. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. Margaret, that's I'm news. I'm the little fucking person. I'm the little people, you know?
Oh, well, I'm tall. I'm, you know, the giant. I'm 6 foot tall.
Yeah,
you can't tell that from the
Kim,
show.
Kim's like only 5 foot tall.
It's
She's
okay.
like a fidget.
Okay.
She's a fidget.
It's all right. Well, either way, wear heels so you don't hurt your neck, honey.
Well, anyway, I will tell you, I love what you guys have done with the show. It is awesome. Johnny, I'm telling you, I can pick it up really good. It looks really super nice.
I'm glad. Yay. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
And,
I can't wait.
How's the groups going there?
Oh, the groups are doing fucking good. Live the Ride is doing awesome. I mean, everything's going smooth. I mean, I love it. I love posting. I love helping you guys run it.
Yeah, that's great.
Even my group is doing good. I'm up to like 704 members. And you know what? To me, it's not about quantity. It's about the quality. But everybody's, you know, pretty much hanging out and having fun.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's better when everybody's cool.
And I asked that Steve Parker to be an administrator, and he's doing an awesome job. I mean, he's a really good guy.
Yeah,
him
shout
and,
out to
and
him.
And he makes great candy.
Oh, you know what? That son of a bitch, he better start making me some candy. Everybody gets candy but me. What the hell?
I can't tag our group, but anyway.
You'll get some candy.
Yeah, so on the one group that Johnny was showing the image for, it's Bikers Live to Ride, Ride to Live on Facebook. He added the word bikers in front of it. And then the other one, it's a two-wheel thing.
Yes.
So those are the two groups. Mm-hmm. It's a two-wheel thing is associated with directly with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. The other one is for fun.
That's right.
Yes, and no poses allowed. Thank you.
Right, exactly.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's
all
right.
I'm
no
saying.
Fakes, no fakes allowed. No third people.
No,
no
wannabes.
But
so.
While we got Kim on the phone, you know, she is an admin on both of the groups, right, Kim?
Yep.
I think.
And who
else do we have, Kim?
Who else do we have? We have Denise. We have Jane Morris.
I put Faith picture. You said Denise. I put Faith up.
We got Faith. We got Faith. We got Faith McGinley. We got Denise. We got Hondo. We got Jane Morris.
Yep, Jane Morris.
Those are all of our men's trainers, and I tell you, we all make a great team. We all get along. we just all work great together.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
I don't mean to interrupt you,
really
Kim,
do.
But I saw Red Wolf's post, and he just said, right. I guess they like to be called vertically challenged. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, yeah, I thought that was funny. That was the comment.
Is he on, Red Wolf?
Yeah, he's watching.
What's up, Red? Oh, my God.
It's all right. I'm a little vertically challenged lately myself. Oh. So it's all good.
It is all good.
I'm definitely challenged. That's a damn sure. But I like a challenge anyway.
Yeah, so we can't wait. In just a few short weeks, we're going to see you, woman. And I'm super stoked.
Yes, you will, my love. You guys have a great night.
Thank you.
And I will see you on Monster.
You got it.
Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kim.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So how totally cool is that?
That's going to be a great night.
So you organized all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, without us.
Without us.
And I'm just amazed.
I just found out myself.
I'm just amazed he pulled it off.
What
yeah,
I pull off?
I know. Okay, so our in-house guest on Monday, and we're planning ahead because we never plan anything, Monday, March 5th, is Kim. So,
here we go.
Is Kim. Is somebody calling in?
We're waiting for this phone call.
I know.
You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hello. Hello.
What's happening?
Let me turn my radio down.
Yes,
sir. Thank you.
I was going to call right after before this woman called and tell you that we used to have ice races right here on Long Island, you know.
Oh, really?
We did?
Yeah.
Where?
I didn't think you neither one of you knew that.
No, that I didn't.
In Amityville.
In Amityville? I had no idea.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I mentioned to you. Gene Barron was the one that started most of that.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, but you're probably both remember Gene Barron. But we're right behind the South Shore motorcycle.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
The clubhouse from the South Shore?
Yeah, in the South Shore.
They
right.
used to do motorcycle. Yeah, they used to do real motorcycle races back then.
Did they ever do anything on Lake Ronkonkoma? Ice racing of any kind?
Not that I know of. I mean, they might have tried, but that never freezes over. So no, because they never could do that.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
that don't freeze over.
I thought it was like hell. Every once in a while, it froze over. So
no. That's I don't know what that's called, but I understand that lake. I mean, it might get a thin layer of ice, but
right.
it won't freeze.
Well, I think it's because
some kind of air pocket underneath.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's because it's spring fed.
Yeah, that's it. It's fed from something,
and the water's moving too fast.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Something was moist fed, whatever the hell it was.
Right.
And I almost forgot what I also called you up about.
I already talked about it.
Talking about what?
The safety ride.
The safety ride. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You can call them guys up, and they can go on your show too. You know, on the road again.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Yeah, on the road again. They're nice people.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the road again. We'll be there doing live demonstrations.
Yeah. See, the owner's name is Steve again, if you know that or not.
I know. He passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I know, but the other owner that bought it from Steve, his name is Steve.
Is Steve. Okay.
I don't think you knew that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I was introduced just before he passed away. You know?
Oh, okay.
That was very weird when Steve introduced me to Steve. Anyway, I just figured I'll mention it to you.
Yeah, no, it's a nice event for Long Island motorcyclists. So, and now, did you hear? Because I had shared this post recently. It was passed into law in October for New York State DMV for new drivers when they take their written test. Also, in addition, that they are implementing motorcycle safety into the course. That they have to take before they get their driver's permit, and this is for motor vehicle operators. Not for motorcycle people adding for the driver's license. It's for new drivers.
Right, right.
They added into law that it's mandated that they be aware of motorcycles more so than they ever did before in New York State DMV.
I think it's 3 questions out of 20.
Yeah. Right, but they're also going to have to learn about motorcycle safety in and of itself or something else. But anyway, I think that's actually pretty huge for New York State DMV finally to
right.
to make that mandated in a course that they have to take before they actually take the written test.
Right.
In a course.
And it should be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, really.
No, start young. Yeah. No, so that's a plus for motorcycle safety.
Yeah, I did hear that at one of the meetings I go to, you know.
Yeah.
I just figured I didn't think you both knew about the ice racing in Amityville.
Mm-mm.
And I figured if you can get a hold of on the road again, they'll probably come on, and one of them probably come on and speak about the, you know.
Okay,
I'm trying.
And they also have in April they come down and they do the slow races and the stuff down there.
Yes, the slow racing
and then the circles and stuff and the cones.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
I'm trying to think on the road again. Is that the girl who runs that?
Yeah, it was.
Manor is there.
Manor is an instructor,
I think,
right?
She's co-owner.
The guru, yeah, the motorcycle guru? No?
Right. I'm not going to get into why or how come. I don't know.
We don't need to get into the logistics.
She works there.
Manor actually used to give the demonstrations because she's, an average-sized woman on how to pick up a motorcycle by yourself. So once you learn the procedure on how to do that, it's great, you know. So it's actually good.
I got my license through them. And when we were gathering to take the course, you know, to take our road tests, she was doing
the demonstration.
Know, yeah, some kind of demonstrations of stuff just to, I guess, keep us
occupied. They've been around a while on the road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I got my license back a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time. They've been on probably one of the best places to go. But nowadays, years ago, it didn't matter. Years and years ago, I'm talking, you know, when people used to get on their bikes and ride.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really busted your chops too much. But now you have to, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know.
You need to have that endorsement just to keep the cops off your back, because enough with the, you know, we get pulled over for the way we look, for how loud our pipes are. So just make sure you're legal in any way, shape, or form in the state that you live in to avoid controversy.
Especially going out of state, you want to be legal. You know what I mean? You don't have any problems.
Yeah.
That's why we got our license.
Do you realize, I don't know if you realize, John, you're not allowed on any of the bridges that would have permit.
Yeah, I know that. You can't go
licensed driver.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
So you really can't go out of state.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, without license.
Yeah, it's only,
you know, there's many people that...
It's for when you're driving within your jurisdiction of where you took the permit written test.
Right.
Right. See, I had a permit for years, and I just rode anywhere I wanted to go.
Right.
And then...
I've heard this before.
Right. And then, what happens, a friend of mine, somebody gave him a room up in Laconia, because, you know, you couldn't get them half the time. And so we just, you know, like a week before Laconia. So we said, what the heck? We'll get licensed. And we turned out that the next Saturday they were doing it. And we got licensed because we figured we're going to travel all the way up there.
Yeah, you got to.
You know.
Yep.
I didn't get in trouble. So, well, you know, but I had been riding for years without it. I didn't ever thought about it. I always had a permit.
I rode a little bit without a license. Then I went to Myrtle Beach and I said, I'm going to get my license. So fucking went out and got it.
Yeah.
And I want to ride all over to Myrtle Beach without a license.
Yeah.
Right, or get arrested for driving without a license.
Yeah.
Or get your bike confiscated because you're driving without a license. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
No. All right, cool, John.
That's what pretty much started these roadblocks, these road guards and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, checking with license, and then they just started getting into ridiculous stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
all the fuckers without their license getting us in trouble. All right, brother, thanks for calling the show, man.
Thank you, John. I'll see you at the next meeting.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye now. We actually were getting a phone call before, and we were on the phone.
He's a very knowledgeable guy. I like him.
Well, he started Long Island Abate.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
just in general, he has so much knowledge of the whole culture, everything.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about with that shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one that introduced us to Red Wolf.
Yes.
Red Wolf, for the ice cream man from hell.
Yep.
Cousin, yeah. So we got to thank him for that. I don't want to keep looking at Randy. You're on the screen 24/7. You do realize that, right? Randy. He's got you zoomed in a little a little picture in picture
hello.
Action.
Hello, you want to hear Motorcycle Mayhem Radio?
I'm actually
you
trying
back.
To change how I'm going so I can say.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
What's going on? It's Uncle Huck.
Hi, Huck.
What's up, Huck? How are you, sir?
I was stalking you.
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, I'll kind of make you some KC barbecue. I seen the Gate sauce. I'll show you how us Missouri people do it.
You know what?
Show me steak.
Oh, well, I'm always up for that. You know, I mean, come on now. You know?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you what, I cook some mean ribs. That's for dang sure.
Oh, I'm sure you do, man. I'm so jealous.
I really think that we were born in the wrong state.
I definitely.
With the food choices that Johnny
I tell you what, out of anything, any barbecue I've had, I'd had Texas, the Carolina barbecue, Memphis. I tell you, Kansas City, it's got the best barbecue of it all.
Wow, yeah.
Excellent.
No problem. I mean, just hands down.
It's, you know, bottom line is, what is that? Sweet Baby Ray's is like the best one I like. You know?
Really?
Oh, man.
See, a lot of people love that kind. I found one, I can't remember the name of it. It's made out by St. Louis, and it's got some spice. It's thick. Oh. I mean, it sticks great on your ribs.
Oh, my God. Now I'm starving.
It's some good stuff. Hey, I want to tell you guys some great news.
Go ahead.
What's happening?
Uncle Huck's going to get a surgery done.
Yeah.
All right, man. Awesome.
Excellent. And
my girl, Daisy, which is watching right now,
uh-huh.
decided and told me to go do a GoFundMe account.
Excellent.
And I did.
Well, okay. You know what?
And a GoFundMe.
Okay, well, let
because
the show share it
I don't
you.
Have no insurance, and unfortunately, in the state of Missouri, it's hard to get coverage here.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have insurance.
Okay, cool.
So we did that. And I tell you what, it was amazing. I had one guy that's only been in my group 3 days drop $140.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. See, we help each other out for sure.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. That's what it is. You know, I mean, it's amazing how these people pull through knowing I need this help, need to get this done. And
it's
great.
I have no words for it.
That is great. You know what? Yeah. And now I'm going to go look for the GoFundMe and I'm going to share it on our motorcycle page as well.
Absolutely.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
no
doubt.
Not a
problem.
And, of
course, you know, since this is getting the surgery done, that means I'm going to be able to get this rally going even better now.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
And we have an idea, which I'm not trying to say who it is, but I'm going to reach out to somebody to hopefully come play this rally because I'm going to tell you what, they would be the best person for this rally.
Okay.
To have a show.
Well, let's not jinx you on that. So once you get everything locked down, you definitely send us the info and we'll share it with everybody for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely we'll have to call you guys in and let everything what's going on with. But, yeah, I just want to, I'm so blessed to have brothers and sisters out there that reached out and said I need to get this done because my dumbass actually took the bike out Saturday, washed it up.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you know what? Even with the broken collarbone, I'm going to try it for a little bit.
You can't keep a biker down.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's, like I said, it's just great to have family out there that sees that, there are people out there that, need help, and they're out there to help you when you need it,
That's true.
That's true family right there.
Even if it's a dollar.
Exactly.
A dollar goes a long way, believe me.
It does. It
really,
really
does,
and I wasn't even asking for a lot, to get this done, but
right.
He just blew, this guy blew me away, I mean, Michael Benton's his name. I mean, he's a blessing. That is for sure.
Well, you know what? And if you don't have a dollar to help out, share.
Just share the post.
Share the post. But just by sharing it can go, get real big.
Oh, yeah, it goes a long way,
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yes, it will.
And it's like I said, it's amazing. That's all I can say about it, finally be able to get this done and get back on my feet again and get things rolling.
Yeah, definitely. We'll try to help you out as much as we could.
We'll share all your info.
Of course, I got you guys' page, your Facebook page linked up on my page. But,
nice.
Well,
thank you.
I got your Live to Ride page linked up on there.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Thank you for that.
Faith contacts me about that. And, of course, Faith's a great woman.
Yes, she is.
Good friend, so.
Yes, she is.
I just wanted to call in and let you guys know what's going on with me. So.
And we appreciate it. Yeah, definitely keep calling.
That is good news. We like the good news. Keep it coming. Thank you,
Mark. Keep coming,
brother. I definitely will. There's more blessings on the way for me. I'm sure of that.
I'm sure there is. And,
we know it.
Like we said, if you can give a dollar, $10, whatever, if you don't have that, just share the post and let's get this thing going.
Yep.
Let's get Huck on his feet.
Yeah, we will.
Let's get him on his feet.
All right, Hawk.
That's right.
All right, buddy.
You have a great night, darling, all right? And I'll stalk
your
page.
You guys do the same, and I will talk to you next Monday.
Okay.
Later, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Are we the only radio show that calls people back?
Yeah, I think so. As far as I know, we do.
Get over here. You're not getting away.
There's a lot of radio shows that don't let people call in at all.
That's true, too.
You know?
Yeah.
And then there's us that we like the torture. No, we don't. No, we're only kidding. We love it when you guys call in and share your stories.
Actually, Paul and Ada are supposed to be calling in today.
Ida?
Ida. That's it. Ida.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So.
Yeah.
They're somewhere in the world.
Yeah, they got to be, because we haven't heard from them in like 2 weeks, so they got to be pretty far south.
Well, they went somewhere where they had to ship their bikes ahead of them. I forget where.
Oh, it's okay. So they might have hit down to the bottom of South America then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I believe so.
New boss to find.
Yeah, well, we'll wait for Paul to update us on his
farm. Yeah, I don't know where they're going from there. I haven't figured
they're
that
going
out.
They're going, like, all over the world.
Oh, I know. No, they're not just going all over the world. It looks like they're trying to hit every single country in the world. So they're not really just going around. They're going wherever, you know. I mean, in South America, they were going zigzag.
Okay, but, don't you have to get to the other side? We're not flat.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But what I'm saying is it's not just around.
No, I mean, they're going. They're going to try and hit each.
Right.
Maybe each major continent.
They're zigzagging all the way
around. I think they're trying to hit each bar in each country.
Probably like each major continent or something.
Yeah,
maybe
than even continents. It looks because they're going out of their way to hit certain countries and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they have a definite plan where they're going, and it's going to be. I'd love to be doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but someday we'll all be doing that. I thought I actually. Okay, here's a funny story.
Go ahead.
I embarrassed the shit out of myself today. I bought a scratch off card, my usual poker card.
Okay. Poker.
All right, I don't even know. Or stop. Ugh. All right, so I scratch it off, and okay, my hand is showing two pair. All right.
Okay,
so this is where I'm going. All right, so then you have the leftover cards, and then the champion, you know, the dealer has his cards, and it's like a six and a seven or whatever the hell it is. For some stupid fucking reason, I thought I won, and I scratched off what my prize was, and my prize said jackpot $1 million. So I go very calmly, but I'm like pooping in my pants at the same time to my local 7-Eleven.
Hold on.
And the guys know me real well.
Right.
So, and I go and hand him, I said, please tell me if I won or not, because I don't really know what I'm doing when it comes to poker. And he goes, no, you lost. I said, well, how did I lose? And I lost to a straight. I forgot the number four. I saw 6, 7, 8, and 9. It was 5, 6, 7, and 8, but I missed the four in the hand. I'm like, what the hell? So apparently,
lost.
A straight beats two pair.
Well, Texas, you're absolutely on the air. What's happening, Texas?
What's up, Johnny Rizzo? This is Tallywagger down in Abilene, Texas. What's up, brother?
Woo! How are you, sir?
I love this man's voice.
Yeah, he's got a great voice, man. Yeah,
he really does.
Hey, man, you gonna be at that Village Idiot up there? If I show up, you gonna buy me breakfast?
Sure. I sure will, man. Come on.
Oh, y'all are taking a dinner party over there. Taking a dinner party. I want to invade your dinner party.
Well, you're invited. Come on.
When are we having dinner?
Hey, man.
March 4th?
Yes.
All right, come on down. March 4th at the Village Idiot Pub in Patchogue.
Yes.
Dinner.
No kidding. Well, man, that's a long drive to get a steak, man. I'm way down here in Texas.
Well,
I gotta tell you something.
There better be some damn good food.
It's got to be a damn good steak.
There be some damn good food there, Johnny. When I get there,
because the steak in Texas, I'm sure, is probably amazing.
Well, I mean, I think it's like it's like 10 feet away. You know, it's not like it's got to go. It's got to get shipped anywhere.
I want
in
that
Texas.
Cow over there.
Just
give
go
me that
in the backyard and pick out what you want for dinner.
I like your new format. I like the way you got everything set up and your new, the way your new group, the way it's all set up and organized, man. It's badass. Margaret, y'all are doing good, Johnny.
Thank you, man. Spread the mayhem.
Yeah, for sure. So what's happening in Texas? I'll let somebody call in,
but. All right, darling. Y'all have a good evening.
No, wait.
I'm not done with you yet. Hold on there.
You're not done with me yet.
I am not done with you yet. No.
Hey, rolling over.
All right, thank you. So what is happening in Texas? What events are going on near you that you want people to know about?
Oh, any events right now? No, I'm still doing the overhaul on my bike, man. We've been so busy at work and everything. I hadn't had time to work on it. So.
Okay.
It's going to be probably June or July before I get that sucker back on the road. We're finally getting a little slowdown, but I still haven't had any time to work on it. I've got parts sitting there in the box and everything. I can't even get to them.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, you know what? That probably is a good thing that you have.
That feeling.
Well, that you have at least work that's keeping you busy from doing that. So, you know, there's priorities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but man, it's a heartbreaker to walk by because I've got a fire hydrant that I've had powder coated with the Harley Davidson colors and got logos on it. And she's sitting right next there with all her guts hanging out next to a fire plug. At least something's keeping her company.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm sure you'll get it put back together. Like you said, you'll get it done in June or July.
There is an event coming your way. There is an event coming your way.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, Texas Iron Bike Fest is coming.
Right.
I'm not sure the date. They were supposed to call in tonight, but they're going to call in next week. So next week, take a listen.
Yeah.
I don't know where it actually is in Texas. I know Texas is a really small state.
Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny, you know what the hardest part about taking a trip out of Texas is?
Getting out of Texas.
getting out of Texas because they'll just from my house to El Paso is 444 miles. God. And if I go back to the east to go to Texarkana, Dallas, it's another 500 miles to get to Texarkana.
Shit. And you know what? We have the same problem here in Long Island to get out of New York. We have 500 miles of hours of traffic to get out.
Yeah, you know, it takes us.
I thought y'all just had a big ramp on the edge of Long Island and you just jumped it and went to the mainland.
That would be nice.
I wish. They're trying to build a bridge.
Yeah, they're talking about
from
that
Long Island to Jersey or whatever. But, yeah, to go 50 miles, honest to God, it could take you sometimes with the traffic like 3 hours.
Oh,
just
easily.
To drive 50
God
miles.
Almighty.
It sucks.
Every morning, if you work in
Manhattan,
we know. If you they don't.
If you work in Manhattan,
I don't live there.
Thank God.
If you work in Manhattan, just to travel in is two and a half hours. Yeah. That's less than 30 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that
sucks.
Yeah.
No. No.
That's every morning.
Well, listen, Tally
Man,
Wacker.
That's a lot of waiting.
That is. What? Oh, things are falling down in the studio. What's happening? What's all that noise? I don't know. I heard a thing drop. I don't know. Stop doing that.
What's Margaret keep looking up for? Is she got some stuff over her head? She's afraid it's going to fall on her head?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like looking at things. See, Johnny's throwing shit. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That was
like,
hilarious. She kept. I thought maybe you had evil spirits or something flying over your head. She kept ducking and looking, and I thought somebody jacked with it.
I'm getting scared.
Well, you guys have a blast. One of these days, I might surprise you.
I would look forward to that.
It'll be a great surprise. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to have a big. You're gonna have to have a bigger screen. Though. I'm about 6'3", weigh 300 pounds, so I'm pretty big old boy.
Well, I'm 300 pounds. So, hey, you know.
But you're not 6 feet tall.
Yeah, no, but
I am.
He could be my dancing partner. I'm 6 feet tall.
I'm 6'1".
What?
Margaret, you may have to fight my girlfriend over that dance, though.
That's all right. No, you know, I have to pick out guys that are taller than me so I can dance at least one or two dances, but, you know, I can't do the line dancing thing. Although I will say...
No, I don't do that. I think that's kind of gay. My grandmother taught me how to ballroom two-step when I was about 6 years old.
Awesome.
I ballroom two-step.
That's what I want to learn how to do, for sure. And I remember when I was in Texas,
I had
a lot of fun.
You may have to arm wrestle my girlfriend, though, to get with me. You may have to arm wrestle my girlfriend.
No, I might just dance with your girlfriend if she knows how to do that same kind of dancing, because women can dance better with each other.
Either way, I'm getting the video camera ready.
No, it's not that kind of thing. No, but I do like that type of dancing. So my daddy used to dance that way. So anybody that can dance that way.
Ballroom two-step is very graceful. You move around and you guide your partner around the floor with your hand in the small of her back, and you can just about drive her anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm horny. Great. Thanks a lot, Tally.
Driving her on the dance floor.
Man, y'all have a good night. I got another call coming in.
Later,
y'all.
Brother. Take care now.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
I enjoy y'all, man. Love the show.
Love you,
love you too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so I guess this event is not the one you were talking about. I'm looking at Rumble on – that was last year's event.
Right.
So there's a couple, but the Lone Star Rally, that's coming up in Texas. That's the one Chris Callen from CycleSource goes to all the time.
Okay.
That's on that little island thing or something, right?
Don't know.
I don't know where in Texas it is.
CycleSource, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of events going on.
Yeah, I'm sure they got events everywhere in Texas.
Right, and right now, this past weekend, they had the second to last of the leg of the International Motorcycle Show.
Okay.
So he's got one more to go in D.C., and I think he's done.
All right.
With that, with the garage and gears.
Oh, really?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing it. Me and Randy, we watch the live videos from the event.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, because they're putting that bike together, and I think D.C. is when it's supposed to be done.
Hopefully they will finish it.
Yeah.
You know, by D.C. Yeah, it is the I know this crap.
That's awesome.
It's not until November, but the Lone Star Rally is November 1st through the 4th in 2018 in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, that's in Galveston. That's
right.
The big
so
one
that's in a, that's after Huck Singh, which, what?
Can you blow a picture up?
Do I have to?
Well, no. I mean, that's to show people.
All right. Well, no, it's a banner. Hold on. Let me find to see if they have a full size ad. I mean, I'm not that coordinated. No. Go to at Lone Star Rally. I mean, if you want to just go to the page, I guess you could. I mean, I'm looking at
it. That's what it looks like. Okay, folks.
No, I'm going to the thing. Go to at, yeah, this is it right here. So it's the legendary Galveston, Texas, the legendary American Lone Star Rally. Right? So you go to their page at Lone Star Rally on Facebook. And I'm sure they have a website. But it's not until the end of November.
Yeah.
But it's still really good weather there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were sweating.
You know.
That was a huge event.
That's a big one. They say that's a big one. So anyway, talking about food and going to the Village Idiots and shit, we're going to go to commercial.
Oh.
And we'll be back right after these words.
Don't be an idiot. Go to the idiot.
Everybody has been a Village Idiot at least one point in their life. I don't think there's any day that I've walked out of here without having at least 5 laughing fits. Because the staff that we do pick here too, they're a little outside of the box. They definitely are, and that's how we like it.
A lot of stuff we make here is from scratch. It's a very affordable menu. We're always running different specials. We do have the best happy hour on the whole entire strip. You'll be happy when you leave and you're going to want to come back, and then not only come back, but you're going to tell your friends and bring them back with you. My chefs are amazing. They put their heart and soul to everything we do. They have a passion for cooking, like I have a passion for owning a bar and bartending, and we've all been bartenders at one point or another. These are my managers, and they're my backbone. Two years after initially opening in 2010, we expanded into the dining room, and now we open a new place in Oakdale, Village Idiot Irish Pub.
I got together with my partner, John, who started the Village Idiot Pub in Patchogue about five and a half years ago. A lot of regulars, a lot of local Oakdale people who were extremely happy to see us put out a good product and renovate the entire place.
We wouldn't be here without our loyal customers and without that huge fan base. We wouldn't be here if not for them. So I do appreciate my lovely customers that come here. There's something for everybody here. You have the theater, and you have all the different restaurants and the bars. You have down by the water. It's really amazing to see this revitalization of this town. There's no stopping the Village of Patchogue from getting any better than it already is.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Back. Plus, I'd like to also say Goodfellas Cigars. It's fine tobacco out in Patchogue, Medford, New York, right? Medford, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out on Route 112. They have all the fine cigars you need for any occasion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Margaret likes to smoke cigars.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I like the smell of them.
She likes the smell of a cigar.
Yes, yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't like, I can't smoke them. I throw up.
Yeah.
So don't send me cigars, people.
Okay. No cigars for her, but check it out. Check out Goodfellas Cigars, and you go to goodfellascigars.com, I believe, right?
I have a neighbor who actually buys them from there. Because he works out there. And he always comes over and hangs out in my garage and smokes them because his wife doesn't want to smoke in the house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So he's always got, you know, I always smell them, and I love
I like
the
smell of
them.
Pipe tobacco better.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, not too many people smoke pipes anymore.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
Strip Club Choppers. We'll get back to Strip Club Choppers in a little bit. You know, we got some interesting stuff going on with them. But check out Johnny Lang. Go to his website, stripclubchoppers.com. Check out this shit real quick. Check out those rims with the strip girls on them. I love that.
Yeah.
Right? The bike.
That's the trike. That's the new trike.
The trike. That's the new one?
I think he built a new trike now. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to be at Panama City.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bike Fest.
I think that's
right?
The one there.
Or is it Leesburg? What is the one you're going to?
Panama City. I might try to do both of those.
Panama City.
You can buy all kinds of shit from him.
Yes.
Not just clothes, man. Bike parts.
Yeah.
He got the Daytona Bike Week. He'll be at the Boot Hill. Right? Across the street from the Iron Horse on Route 1.
Yeah.
So check that out. And go buy yourself a nice shirt, man. Those shirts are awesome. I love those shirts. And also, the number one motorcycle magazine in the country?
Cycle Source.
Yes. Cycle Source. You got to love Cycle Source.
Yes.
And I love the show, too.
I just got my next one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I didn't check. Oh, that means I'll have mine in my mailbox when I get home.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. If you got yours, I'll get mine.
Yeah.
I got it today, so.
I still go to the store.
I haven't even pulled the plastic off of it.
No.
Because I was working today, and then right from there, I'm here.
You'll
so.
Get to it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to
That's
it.
That's right. And roadcaptain.com, the app, I don't know.
It's going to be happening soon.
Real soon. I'm waiting for him to call in.
Roadcaptain.com.
What updates? So check that out. And, of course, what else here? CNS Design, right?
Yeah, CNS.
Yeah, I don't have
apparel.
Logo. Apparel.
Well, it's flashing periodically
yes.
on the screen. They're
yes,
the
it
ones,
is.
Shane,
yes,
over
is.
There at CNS.
Yes.
Apparel. Yeah, you can go check them out, and you'll see our sponsors links on our website. Please go to our website and click on our sponsors from there. You can also, if you go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, I had to look, double check on our thing. If you go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and go on our website, you can actually, when you go on the live page, you can actually get archives of our show and,
yep.
and listen to it while you're cleaning the house.
Yes.
Yep.
And check out Biker Trash Nation, Mr. Wayne Pennis.
BTN, guess what's coming up in September?
What's that?
Camel City Bike Fest.
Camel City Bike Fest.
September 8th.
September 8th?
I can't.
I'm really going to try to get there this year.
I know.
I really want to get there. And, like I said, when I went down.
Did you make it last year?
No.
No, I got my camel toe tattoo.
Yeah, I know you did.
In preparation for that, but
yeah.
I had to get it
out.
Yeah,
I knew there was something. You just something came up and you couldn't make it. Yeah.
No, I couldn't. I think it was weather and sickness and all kinds of. I think we had a hurricane or some stupid crap.
Yeah, the hurricane was coming.
And then people were evacuating and heading
up north,
we were heading down south, and they had closed parts of 95. But
yeah.
Well, we're not going to let that happen again. So that'll be fine.
Yes.
But are you done doing all that?
I believe I am.
All right. So. We were talking last week or the week before about airbag technology.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I actually called the company, Helite, and I was speaking to Zach on the phone. He's probably listening tonight. They're actually going to call into the show next Monday.
Okay.
But I did some investigating in it, and I was talking about it. And, you know, yes, we spent all kinds of extra money, you know, adding stuff to our motorcycles to make mm-hmm. it look beautiful, to ride nice, a big fancy stereo, lowering kits. We'll spend thousands of dollars on chrome and everything else.
Right.
So for $700 or under, I think people should start thinking about protecting their body from the assholes out there.
That's true.
That don't know that we're around. And this particular technology is far more advanced, I think, than what I've seen previously that was made in Japan and in Europe and what was mandated for race car drivers. And you, the human public, John Q. Public, can purchase this. So we're going to show a little video from the Helite airbag technology from motorcyclists. And it's only a couple minutes long, so I really want you to watch it. And they're going to be on next Monday, so if you guys have any questions or anything like that about it. But I really think if you're not aware of this particular option when you're out riding, and they have it available for passengers too, it's something to really consider or ask Santa for.
Right.
You know, yes. Yeah. A dozen roses and chocolate or whatever. But let me know when you're ready to sink into my thing.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to push play right now.
Good.
I did. I pushed play. That was loud.
I'm Allison Hermans. Simply put, Helite is an airbag technology company that has developed the fastest mechanically activated airbag system on the planet. We have implemented this airbag technology into vests and jackets for motorcyclists to make you safe while you're doing the thing that you love the most in the world, which is, of course, riding your motorcycle. No matter what type of riding you do, whether you are riding on the street, riding on the track, or even ripping it up in the dirt, Helite wants you to be safe and protected from serious injury. Motorcycle performance technology has expanded and advanced exponentially over the last several decades, but unfortunately the same thing cannot be said about the protective gear that motorcyclists wear. Helite system is even more important now than ever before.
It's a couple of minutes long, but I just wanted to give you an insight, just briefly, of what this vest can do. And where Johnny had froze it, that was the accident I was in. I don't know if you can show that screen, just like this, except this was my boyfriend, and I was on the back seat of a 1990 Fat Boy. And this particular accident scenario is the most common accident that motorcyclists encounter with automobiles.
Yes.
Is when a driver pulls out in front of them and they're making a left-hand turn, yep, in front of the motorcycle, and the motorcycle has nowhere to go but in it, into the car. And as much as we love riding, which we all do, we have to really consciously nowadays, and it's sad, mm-hmm, but we have to think about the safety aspect of our lives and the people that we have on the back as passengers. Whether you decide to wear a helmet or not, that's your own decision. I'm talking about this particular vest. And the one vest that they have, the turtle vest, there was a couple of people that actually were wearing it in a no helmet required state.
Right.
And because it inflates in less than like 8 microseconds or whatever it is, instantly, and it does cradle the back of your head and the side, is so as if you were wearing a helmet. So because it inflates like that, it actually stops the chance of your head hitting. They don't guarantee that will always happen, so they recommend for complete safety for you, obviously, to wear a helmet and to wear this particular vest. But this particular technology is really it's really affordable for you at this point. Compared to getting chrome pipes and, you know, putting, you know, blowing, you know, doing a top end, right, on your motorcycle, right, or putting a big, you know, fatty wheel in the back, yeah, or adding an expensive stereo system. I don't know. Expensive stereo, my safety first. I think I'm going to option.
No one thinks about that.
No one actually does.
No one.
But they're a company based out of California. The product is made here and it's reusable. The original technology when this first came out, like 20-some-odd years ago, it was a blow-up-once kind of thing, and right, you had to throw it out, right, and that's right, it. Because the chances of you back then getting into a horrible motorcycle were not as bad as they were,
right,
now. But that last picture, you know, and I get nightmares from that, because that's exactly what happened to me. This, an old guy pulled out, yep, wasn't, you know, and that's what happens, the majority of the accidents. So to protect yourselves, I think this might be a good... good show to call into to ask Zach some questions. He's a really sweet guy.
Yeah.
They're busting their butt because originally when the product came out, they only had two versions of it. Now they actually build it into gear. They have the lighter jackets. They have leather jackets. So people don't necessarily have to see that faggy bright yellow thing, but they also make it in black. So, and we wear black all the time like idiots anyway.
Yeah,
cause,
we do.
You know, because that's what we do, but we should be wearing white so the sun reflects off our heads and our bodies. But, yeah, I think we should all be thinking that way. So,
yeah, you know, yeah. I'll be honest, I never thought about that. I first got my motorcycle, I'm thinking about, I want to get pipes put on, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Right.
You never think about getting the safety, and something like this is very important to get. You know,
and a good set of pipes will cost you over $1,000.
Exactly.
$2,000, yeah.
And then test and tune and all that other stuff that you got to go along with it. Not that I know anything about motorcycles and how they operate.
Right.
But no, a custom paint job, same thing. You can get a new set of tins. You get them repainted. It's $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah.
For maybe just the tank and a front fender.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So something really to consciously think about is our safety. And, you know, hey, it's cool. You know, we get out. We love to ride.
Yes.
But it's those other idiots that don't know that we're out there. And aren't aware. The the non-motorcycle owners that drive cars. So, yeah. I think I want people am I reading people's thoughts on this? Am I the only one that's got Facebook feed?
No, I think this is it's absolute. I mean, you got to think about it. If you're wearing one of these things, there's a good chance that you could survive almost anything that comes up.
Yeah.
It's got to take a certain amount of, weight off you. You
sure.
Know that,
right.
You know? And look, stuff worth happens. It. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely worth it. I'm going to
it's airbag technology. So look at what airbags do in cars and how many lives they save.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's true. But then, was it you that brought up the thing now with the motocross drivers? Now they're required to wear air suits. They have an entire suit that protects them.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, you know, the upper half of the body where the deadly injuries could possibly happen. And none of us want to think about that when we jump on our bikes. And I still, you know, we got a little bell. We got our little gremlin bell. We don't wear green, you know. It's like going to the racetrack. You don't eat peanuts or any of that.
Well, they're trying to keep this thing affordable and to a point where it's going to save you from the, you know, the worst of the things. Because your body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's up to you to wear a decent helmet.
Right. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, majority of the states, motorcycles don't have the same protection and insurance. When you get into an accident, a lot of us can't afford medical care. So you know what? If it keeps you out of the hospital, that, you know, it won't replace the motorcycle.
Keep you out of the funeral parlor.
And keep you out of the funeral parlor.
That's right. A big thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's something really everybody should really start thinking about.
Shit, yeah.
You know.
I'm definitely going to look into it, no doubt.
And Abate and all the Abate organizations and AMA that are trying to get out. They're getting the information out from motorcycle safety to other motorcyclists.
Mm-hmm.
So now that the DMV is adding motorcycle safety awareness as a requirement for motor vehicle operators, that's huge. The commercials, when you're sitting in your DMV office, that Abate had, our local Abate had a lot to do with those messages. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
Right.
We are everywhere.
Exactly.
And you ain't fucking getting rid of us.
No.
And then with this, you ain't taking us out. you know, the best?
Yeah. And you know what? You know, I got to be honest with you. Every time me and Dawn go riding, it goes through your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you put your leg over your seat and you sit down in that seat and you start the bike, mm-hmm. there's always a chance that you never come home that night. Mm-hmm. Why not protect yourself? You know
Absolutely.
What? Anything.
You know, you have to think about that every time you do, because if you don't, then you're going to go out and do something stupid.
Yeah, well, it's not even just in motorcycles, it's in cars in general. In vehicles, the way the roads are running and everything. You know, but motorcycles, our chances are a little bit higher. So we take that risk, like you said. And we have a good time, we have fun, and we don't want to think about it. But at least this gives us a little more of a cushion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit of a safety net.
It gives us a fighting chance in a serious accident to maybe, you know, at least survive.
Exactly.
You know?
And walk away from it.
Because that accident you showed, we know a couple people that
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
We have, yep, that didn't make it. Yeah. You know, Richie, you know.
Yeah.
The other guy from
Joe.
Joe, yeah.
Well, Joe made it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd be, the guy Joe, his bike never hit the ground.
I know.
His bike hit the car so hard, it stayed still up.
It buried itself into the side of the truck.
That's what happened on the 90 Fat Boy. The bike never went down. Yeah. It got stuck in the driver's wheel well.
Yeah.
And actually, the force of the accident pushed, at the same time we hit him, pushed the car 13 feet like this.
Wow.
Pushed
wow.
him. Wow. We were still moving. So picture this now.
Wow.
Push a 90 Fat Boy pushing in, you know, a Buick LeSabre. That's this big car.
Jeez.
Wow. 13 feet this way. And at the same time, my boyfriend went that way, 38 feet, and I went over him. 48 feet, almost 50 feet, and landed on the pavement.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had guardian angels that fucking day. I got to tell you that right now.
You got some back problems now, right?
I have a back issue, but neck issues. I actually broke
Maybe you wouldn't have those issues if you had that vest.
No, I wouldn't have.
So there you go.
I wouldn't have broken my neck in four spots.
I highly suggest it, and we have to talk to these people more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to call. Zach's going to call in for sure.
Okay.
And so if anybody has any questions for next week. But, you know, we posted, I think I shared the video already. But I think if you go to HelightMoto.com is the actual website. I'm just trying to look here. Hold on a minute. Motorcycle airbag vests. Yeah. I'm going to copy and paste the link for you guys to go check it out.
Yeah.
Because actually it would make a nice, you know, gift.
Yeah,
somebody.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Instead of buy me the damn little bell, buy me the vest.
Right. Buy me the vest. Yeah. I would want that. What are you kidding? I'm actually gonna buy it. So.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's so the innovations are out there. If anybody else has any, you know, safety equipment or things that people should be aware about that maybe we're not, I just stumbled onto this company when I was researching or trying to find the other company that I knew about with the motorcycle air vest, and they came up.
Right.
And they've been around for a long time. And I didn't
Excellent.
Even know that.
Anyway, if you're new to the show, if you're just watching for the first time, welcome to the Mayhem, like Motorcycle Mayhem. We are basically, excuse me, my throat, I got a little bit of a bug in my throat.
He's a little verklempt,
people. I'm verklempt right now. We basically are, hold on a second.
Are you hacking up shit?
No.
Is somebody calling in?
No.
Is the sky falling down?
No.
I keep looking up.
Okay. We basically are bikers. We ride. I ride. Randy rides.
Yep.
Margaret rides. We live the biker lifestyle as far as we love going riding. We love finding barbecue places. We love finding great roads. Yep. We're about safety. We're about all that stuff. And we want to hear your stories as well. Because this is where we want to bring the biker community together right here.
Right.
Okay. You can meet a lot of people on this show,
mm-hmm.
right?
We have.
And we have met a ton of great people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I urge you to call in the show, post your pictures on our website, on our Facebook page, you know, and check out our stuff and, you know, get to know us, man, because we want to hear what you have to say. You know, and if you want to have a great story, which every biker has a great story. You have a motorcycle.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
You have a story.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a motorcycle, you have nothing to say.
No. I have a few. Oh, yeah.
But we all have a few.
It's the truth, though.
It is true.
And that's what, you know what? Everyone has these Facebook groups and pages. That's exactly what this is, but you can be vocal about it.
Right.
Come on the show. Call us. Don't be shy.
I mean, the show is not just based in the United States. I mean, it's heard. We have fans in Australia and Canada.
Yeah.
You know, Lithuania, Russia.
Right. Didn't we have a woman call in from, like, Austria or something?
Yeah, Austria, too. Yeah. So, you know, and from different parts of the United States. I mean, obviously, you know, Tallywacker, he called in from Tallywack, from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, North Carolina and South Carolina, Florida, or Southern folk there, Midwest, and California now. So, you know, we're based all over. We try and talk about our hometown, but we also want to hear about your hometowns.
Sure do. We sure do.
It's nice.
We want to get to know all of you. You know, it's like we're hanging out in our living room right now.
Yeah, because we're like old.
Yeah,
you know, so, you know, we need new friends because nobody in our hometown likes us anymore, no.
They're kicking us out of here.
They're kicking us out.
Loud pipes.
Loud pipes. Fuck that.
But that's what the show's all about. Go on our Facebook page. Like us, follow us, share us. Share. We got to get the word of the Mayhem out. Because the bigger we get, the bigger you get. Okay?
Right.
That's what it is.
Why, how does that happen?
Because if you have a story that you want to tell somebody, you did something really cool. Okay?
Oh.
And you go on the show, And let's just say 2,000 people heard it.
Right.
But you help share the show, and the show gets bigger. And now you tell the same story. Maybe 20,000 people heard it.
Oh, I get it now.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
So share the show. Share the links. Get us out there. Because we're here for you guys, man. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
And that's cool.
Yes.
And that's what's so good about it.
You got me, Margaret, and Randy. Right? We're all about it.
And Dawn.
And Dawn, of course. Well, Dawn.
She's the backbone of this whole operation.
She's behind the scenes, you know?
She's our set designer, and she, you know, and she set up all this. Yeah, she's
an
on-location camera woman, you know.
I was looking around. What I did this right here. I set this up.
You just opened a box. That's it.
Yeah.
And actually, three boxes because you
held
two from today.
I held that sign.
You did.
Come on, man.
I know. It's all good. There was something else I wanted to talk about, too, and I can't remember what the hell it was.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Well, you were going to mention, what were you going to mention?
I don't know. No, I mentioned the Helay thing, and then he was going to call in. Oh, well, what's happening? We got Daytona Bike Week coming up.
That's coming up. That's going to be big.
And that's coming up in March. And then we have also down in Florida at the same time, the Sons of Speed.
Okay, yeah.
Billy Lane, Sons of Speed, track racing.
Right.
That's actually happening in New Smyrna Beach during Bike Week. I think it's the 17th. I believe it is the Saturday or the 17th. St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when they actually have in the race.
That's during Bike Week, right?
Yeah, it's during Bike Week. That's one of the reasons why I can't go to Bike Week, because I have to march in the St. Patty's Day Parade up here in New York. My last parade, I got to do it.
You know how many times I was at Daytona Bike Week from March 14th? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting Steaks and Blowjob Day.
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
I wish I did.
Well, that's the first time, a year ago was the first time. He's like, do you know what March 14th is? I'm like, no.
Google it.
And Google it. I Google 314, and it's Steak and Blowjob Day.
It's an official holiday.
It's an official one of them freaking holidays, like the National Cupcake Day or National Donut Day. It's
National Steak and Blowjob
Steaks
Day.
Steaks and Blowjob Day, folks.
Nothing
Mark
wrong
your calendars, March 14th.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I like it.
And then 3 days later, it's St. Patrick's Day.
I would go on Facebook and say, now I need to find myself a nice steak. And my niece would be like, ew, Uncle Johnny.
Never knew about Steak and Blowjob Day.
Now you know.
So removed from society.
Oh, my God.
Who fucking cares?
But also, the Twinkle Dip Bike Little Bike Rally. What's that one?
Oh, Thunder by the Bay in Sarasota, Florida. That's coming up February.
Why aren't you going there?
Nah, February 14th through the 18th. Well, Twinkle's playing, Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio, I believe they're playing on Friday, and on the 17th, and then the next day, down in Marathon, Florida, Tony LeClerc's band is getting, like, this reunion thing, and they're playing with Great White and a couple other people down in Marathon, Florida. So if you guys are in, there's some festival going on in Marathon on February 18th, so what's the point of me going down there if Tony and Twinkle are going to be in Marathon? So I'm only going down there to see them and Nina and Leo. And Leo, we're still wishing you recuperation from your car accident, your truck accident. So he's healing at home, so I'm sure he's watching the show like he always does. Because
hi, Leo.
Right now he's got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
But he's recouping. So we send love out to you guys there, too.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things going on. But, Bike Week, we're not. What else is going on during Bike Week? Oh, the Chopper Show. Oh, yeah. I have, you know what? Here, with Cycle Source Magazine. Who stole my flyer? I had all my stuff. Hold on a minute.
What's in that bag over there?
No, Willie's Tropical Tattoo, I think, on March 15th.
Okay.
That's going to be totally awesome. Hold on. I have it.
All right.
So Chris from Cycle Source is going to be down there. It's Chopper time. So at Willie's Tropical Tattoo. Now, if you guys live already down in Florida, he is a tattoo shop. Year-round. So definitely go check them out year-round. But, it's March 15th from 11 to 4 p.m. And it's the Old School Chopper Show. And it's really very cool. They're going to have the world-famous MC Roadside Marty. I can't read. New York Rockabilly Rockets.
Love that.
There's a lot of it's a lot of stuff. JP Cycles is sponsoring The Horse, Iron Horse Saloon, a couple other people. Bling Cycles, S&S.
There it is.
Yeah, I had that the artwork. I took it with me. never mind. But we have that. But go to tropicaltattoo.com, and they are located, where does it say? What's the address? 825 South Yonge, Y-O-N-G-E, Street. It's on US 1. Ormond Beach, Florida.
I haven't done that name of that street change, huh?
I know Ormond Beach very well.
Yeah, it's actually, yep. it's a great shop year-round, you know, as a tattoo shop, and they host this event every single year. And I went to the one last year. And this year is going to be just as good. So look for Chris and the Cycle Source crew. They're going to be down there, too.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And there's a couple other things going on. But we always like to go. There's a big swap meet that happens down there, too.
Yep, yep.
And I always like to go to the not typical things that people go to.
You know what I want to do? I want to do the poker run one year down the Key West.
Oh, they have that.
Oh, yeah. No, that big one. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, the one that goes from Miami.
Miami? I thought it started up farther north.
No, I think maybe a little farther north.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. If anybody out there knows the answer, please give us a call.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go down to Key West, and that's a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I'd definitely love to do that, you know? Because you've been to Key West, they got tons of bars down there, and...
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Key West is black.
You can't get lost in Key West. We got on a bike. We rode. Forget about it. First of all, having your motorcycle in Key West is the best.
Yep.
And we tried to get lost in Key West, and you can't.
You can't. There's only one road in and one road out.
It's impossible.
And all the roads lead to the same road.
Yep. Yeah, so.
You know.
Florida's got so much, man. The Key West Pokemon. You got... Daytona Bike Week, Leesburg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're actually, you know what? I really wish Johnny Lang was calling in tonight. I don't want to say anything until he calls.
Well, don't. Yeah.
I'm not going to go there, but.
But he'll call in.
But Johnny Lang's going to call in next week, Strip Club Choppers. He's got a lot of big things going on. If I tell you, I talked to him on the phone yesterday for like 20 minutes. He's got a ton of awesome shit going on that he wants us to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to check that out. And next week he's going to call in and get that done.
He's always got
something. That guy has to be one of the hardest working men I know.
Right.
That's not easy, man. He sells T-shirts, but there's so much involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he does more than that, that's for sure.
There's so much involved with what he does. You know, just the business end of the deal and breaking up and setting up and breaking down and whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh,
no, yeah. it's all good. Have you guys heard about the motorcycle cannonball, the cannonball run? It's not until September,
right?
But they've been doing this for a couple of years. Beaner actually participated in one of them.
Okay.
Basically, what it is it's a motorcycle race across the country, and they choose different routes every year. They start at one point, but the motorcycles that you're on, I believe, are 1940 or older.
Wow.
Classes. So a lot of these bikes can't go over, you know, 35 miles an hour, some of them.
Yeah.
But the route, it starts September 8th, and they leave from, they're going, this year's route is the upper part of the United States. They're going across from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon.
Wow. And that's a hell of a trip.
Yeah. And so they're hitting, they start September 6th is in Portland, Maine is the registration date. And then the race starts on the 7th of September. And then they go all the way through and end September 23rd is the grand finale, and they end in the Dalles, Oregon, in Oregon. So I think it's actually a pretty cool thing to do. You got to have a lot of time though.
Oh yeah,
to be able to that. And
you need at least a month
time and support
and support
else.
So
and money
and money bikes, and sponsors. Yeah,
those bikes are, you know, they break down.
Yeah,
in the regularly. So you're gonna have, you know what I mean?
They weren't built to go across country, right. So that's what makes it an interesting concept. And you know, well, I think it's great.
That's the whole point of it. They're taking they're pushing the technology well past the limit. And
they're just driving every single day. I mean, they have rest times and things like that. So last year's event was pretty cool, but you know, you can go check it out. You go to motorcyclecannonball.com. I'll actually post the link.
Now, can anybody do this run, or is this just the same kind?
It's open to anybody, but you have to meet certain requirements,
right?
And so,
the bike.
And if I'm not mistaken, they already have the riders set up for this year, so they get everybody to sign up a year ahead of time. Paul Ozy from Liberty Safes used to do this event. I don't know if he still does.
Right.
But I remember that's how I was first told about it. It was, you know, quite a few years back when he was doing it. Because we had a local guy here that really wanted to do it. I'm like, what the hell is this cannibal thing you speak of? So, and then he said, and he showed me the bike. I'm like, really? You're going to make it across the country on that?
But that's the best part about it because, you know, you're breaking down and one guy is not breaking down. And,
yeah.
You know, I can do 30, I can do 40. You know, and that's the exciting part about it, you know?
Yeah.
Going old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, dude, actually, honestly, to do it on bikes like ours, it wouldn't be as quite as interesting.
Oh, no. Not at all.
As it would be with bikes like those.
Well, that's why I like how Billy Lane resurrected the flat track racing in his version of it and started the Sons of Speeds thing.
Okay.
You know, because they're actually racing the old vintage track bikes that used to run on wooden tracks.
Well, okay.
But these guys used to kill themselves. But they have there's no brakes.
No.
They have to push start them. So they start at the top, the highest point of the racetrack. Okay, and they can get pushed to a start or rolling start, or now they have these machines, which I did a video of, that actually push started one of the bikes. Right. The death trap, the guy that actually won.
Well, there's no clutch either.
No, there's not there.
You're basically direct drive to the engine, and these things are just, they're wicked.
They're wicked. They go pretty goddamn fast, and you could, well, these guys are well protected in their gears too, and I think Helite might actually be contacting them because they could probably benefit from these air safety vests too.
Wow.
It's not a bad thing to have because they're not landing on wood now at this point. They're landing on asphalt. So
I would love to contact these guys and have them give updates. I would love to have the updates on this thing, wouldn't you? Who broke down, who didn't break down, who's in the lead?
Oh, well, actually, they were able to do it.
It's online. Yeah.
It's online.
Yeah, it's online.
Jason was doing it. I think you could do it on Facebook, and they were doing it. They got better with their technology with updating.
Right.
So now with Facebook, with the live video, and with Instagram, and a lot of the riders themselves were, if you followed a particular racer, they were doing it themselves and then sharing it. So it's actually really pretty cool.
Yeah. That sounds really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a blast, you know?
But it will wear you out.
How many bikes are usually in it?
Not that many.
No.
No,
they can go online. You can go online and read about it tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Why? Because you're already halfway in your pajamas.
Yes, I am.
So it's not going to take much for you to get ready for bed, folks. Just so you know what we have to deal with over here. Because he's so comfortable. He doesn't feel it's appropriate for him to wear street clothes anymore, so he's wearing his PJs.
That's right. I got my sweats on.
Go shopping.
Hey, you know what?
Wait a minute. I'm wearing sweats, too. And I go out in public with sweats.
But those are your going out in public sweats. These are his stay-at-home
sweats.
Home sweats.
Different.
Oh, see, I
have my going out sweatpants that I wear. And I have my stay-at-home cozies, you know what I'm saying, with the holes in places that people shouldn't be seeing. That's why I keep looking up, because if I look down, things are popping out. Just saying.
Well, you know what? I have the longest commute out of all of us to get to this studio, okay?
No, you don't.
I got stairs involved.
He's such a jerk. You are really such a...
Oh, I have to say, I can't complain. Mine's not. Mine's what, three, four blocks, I mean, almost?
Yep.
You live near here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm the only one that schleps the farthest?
Cedar?
Yeah.
Burr.
Fuck
straight
my life,
over.
Man. I have to schedule my appointments on Monday out this way so I don't have to drive all the way home and then come all the way back.
Wow.
So I'm trying to save fuel, folks, just so you know.
The only hard part between here and my house is that you have to go, like, through the neighborhoods. You can't go straight. So that's the worst part of it.
Oh, my heart.
So it's about a mile.
With that violin music background stuff?
The worst part about his commute, as he's still freezing his ass off, the car never warmed up.
Yep.
Right? So
sucks for
never
you.
Get heat.
But again, any newcomers out there, you want to give us a shout, man.
I'm checking out the feed
877-917-5263. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you're from, man. Tell us a story, what you ride, all that good stuff, you know? We're here.
Yeah, stories. We love stories.
Yeah, we love stories, man. Yeah. You know,
we get enough from people. Hold on, I was just trying to think. Steve Parker had posted something earlier, and I'm trying to find what he posted. I'm trying to go through the feed. Steve could really call in. Oh, yeah, he mentioned the guy's name, Tillian or whatever the hell it was, and it was Game of Thrones. That was right.
Well, yeah. hey.
Was my fetish for that particular actor and his size. I'm not going to say it anymore.
Oh, my
but
God.
He's really hot looking, man. I'm
easy
sorry.
Now.
I'm going backwards.
Easy
I'm going
now.
Back.
Take it easy there.
So somebody from Wisconsin needs to call me and talk about cheese.
Yes, Wisconsin. We got a
what's that?
Mike and Bob out there.
What did you
check out Mike and Bob?
What do you want in the
no,
world
we
cheese?
Had a caller that used to call in all the time from Wisconsin just so I could hear his voice. And Jason, too. He would call in.
Yeah.
But he's doing some great stuff because he has a voice. Yeah, when they call in and they have a nice voice, I go crazy. So, yeah, because, you know, listen to my accent, for crying out loud.
Oh, my God.
And listen to yours. This is I gotta listen to, so it's very pleasant to hear
well,
somebody.
You see, John, but Johnny's got his own thing. He's got steak and ease.
That's true.
You know, he's all on his own.
Very true. Very
true. But I got the mom in New York banter Jewish thing going on. So it's like, you know, I'm a whiny Jew sometimes. And and lately it's more like the nanny because of this damn congestion that will not leave. But I'm not complaining because I can still breathe.
Yep.
So it's all good.
I want to give a shout out to Rebecca Roop Higgins with her Post Your Poker Runs and Party group. Check them out, too. Awesome stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love my Harley No Rules. I mean, we're going to have a show one day just about all the groups because there's so many groups to thank for helping us out that I don't even know where to start. I kind of made an ending for it, but you'll see that, but we'll see.
Okay.
So much going on with that. You know, these groups are getting bigger and bigger and better and better.
I think
share
it's awesome.
Your stuff with, you know what? Share your videos with us. You got a good video. I can play them. I can play your video on the screen. Right?
That's true.
You have an ass-kicking bike you want to show the world? Send me the picture. I'll put it on the screen. That's all. Anybody got a motorcycle out there they want to show right now? Send it to us. Any way you want. Doesn't matter how you send it. Right?
I totally got lost with that whole thing.
Doesn't matter how you send us the picture. Send us the picture. Because you can put the picture up on your iPad. I can grab it.
That's not an iPad.
Or whatever it is.
Oh, my God. This is a laptop.
Yeah,
it's a computer.
Yeah,
it is not a iPad thing.
I also want to do a Miss Mayhem wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah, when we're at an event that we're actually going to be at for more than a couple of days.
Yeah,
we have to figure that out when we're going to be at an event where we can sponsor it. And what are you going to give them as a prize?
T-shirts.
Oh. What a cheap fuck you are.
A dry t-shirt.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna enter a wet t-shirt contest. To win the wet t-shirt.
The winner?
Duh.
The winner, on your own expense, gets to come here and have a seat in the studio with us.
Are you gonna pay for the airfare and travel if they're from out of state?
I just said, on their own expense.
What's the point?
The point is they get to sit in the chair and look
no,
at
the
us.
Point is you get to see girls in wet t-shirts.
Exactly.
That's the point. Just why don't you just admit that?
We want to see nipple. All right?
And thank you for saying nipple singular. That means you're not seeing mine.
You're 6 foot?
I am.
Well, I'm 5'12". You guys got me beat.
5'12" and 6 feet are the same thing. I may be blonde naturally, but I'm not fucking stupid.
Well,
I could say 72 inches, too. That makes it sound pretty big.
You really set this up here, I think.
I'm totally setting you guys up.
I have.
I always do that, and I should have wrote down what I wanted to say before, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I do the same thing. We're talking about something, like something comes to my mind.
That's why I keep the pad and paper so I can write it down.
And I keep forgetting to get a pad and paper.
What did Red Wolf just send me?
I don't know. Red Wolf.
Oh, my God.
Did he send you a video?
No, wait.
Of Littlewood?
Yeah, wait.
So in case you guys who are listening don't know who Red Wolf is, he also, he calls in all the time, and he's funny as hell, but he has a little wooden man.
A little friend.
He has a little friend.
Well, no, have you noticed his kids do it, though?
Yeah, but now he's starting to repost the previous adventures of Littlewood on his go to Red Wolf, REDDWOLF, and look for him.
Yep.
And he's usually wearing a Batman shirt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I got to write this down before I forget it.
There he is.
Wednesday night.
There's Little Red Wolf right there.
Yeah, that's him.
That's
the puppet. Oh, my God. It's scary. See that? And it sounds just like Red.
If you want to put your picture up on the screen of your motorcycle,
we will post
just it. Send it to me via Facebook if you like. Private message me or text me or Margaret or Randy, and we can put your picture of your bike.
Or you.
You know what? I want to have a contest one day. Okay, that's what we're going to do. All
right? Mayhem fan contest?
Yes. We're going to have, like, T-shirt giveaways. Okay? You know what? Right now, the first caller that calls me right now is going to get a T-shirt and some stickers. Give us a shout.
Such an ass. He's such an idiot.
But
so,
we got to do a contest.
Okay.
Where people will send us pictures of their motorcycle.
And we can vote. And we'll put them in an album on our Facebook page. And actually, I can organize this for you because I've done this before.
Right.
You know, you can't do that.
I can do that.
No, you can't. Because I ask every single time I ask you folks, I'm sorry, this is the radio show husband and wife fight you get to witness on air. Every time I ask you to please
fight in the music.
Please post the pictures in an album. And not on the timeline, because you know how hard it is for me to go through our timeline for every single picture you post up and not put it in an album. I have to move it over.
Yep.
Just like I'm going to have to download this show and upload it to our YouTube page.
That's right.
Because you do not have the technology to do it.
Well,
the brain.
Wait. Know what I have? I have the ability to do it, but I don't.
Right, because he likes to tell me to do it.
I have ADD. That's what I have. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Butterfly.
Okay, that's bullshit. I call bullshit on that self-diagnosing.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's called I'm fucking lazy and you do it.
Give us a call. Give us a call right now. We'll send you a t-shirt. 877-917-5263. We want to hear from you. What state are you in? Let's blow this thing up, man. Let's go. If you're new, this is what we do. We are riders. Right? And we are just like you, and we want you people to get your name out there. We want your bike out there. Just come on, let's have fun.
You're being desperate, so let me tell you what I'm doing on Wednesday.
No, please go.
No, I'm very excited about this. So a friend of mine that I've known for a while, he's a karate instructor, and he is an expert in weaponry. So as I'm scrunching this around, and I have throwing knives that belonged to my son. So when he, you know, left for college, he left a lot of stuff. Right. So anything he left that I thought I might like, I put it in a box and I kept it. And he's like, Mom, where are my throwing knives? I don't fucking know. No, you moved to college. You must have lost it in the route.
No,
what can
knives.
I tell you? Meanwhile, I keep all this shit. And he's probably listening. But anyway, back to that. So on Wednesday, I'm going to get my first lesson on throwing knives, and I think what I should do, because I'm going to get really good at it, is have Red bring Little Wood to the studio, and I'm going to strap him to one of them spinning things, and I'm going to do like a little carny act, and I'm going to throw my throwing knives at Little Wood.
That'd be awesome. Well, here's John Frew's motorcycle, and that's cool, okay?
I can't see it yet.
Because he has, this guy, John Frew rides, man.
He rides everywhere.
He goes everywhere. He's got his little trailer on the back. He's got, you know, he's got his, I guess that might be a tent. I don't know. John's in a tent. I don't know. He got his gear with him. He's ready, man. The guy's ready to do fucking anything on his bike.
Yeah.
And he goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's a good thing. I saw a couple of those little pop-up campers now, too. That's probably what that is.
Let me tell you something. If you want to spend a couple of bucks, they make some very neat ones. That what they do is they fold over.
Right.
So that you can stand up. You know what I mean?
I'm laughing because look at the sign behind his bike.
What does the sign say behind his bike? It says Lion's Den Adult Superstore. just now fucking noticed that?
That's John Frew.
That's what the back is for. It's filled with all that stuff he bought on sale at the Lion's Den.
Now I know where that dildo came from.
Now I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you want to put your bike up? Send it to us, man, via Facebook. Go on our page, like us, share us, follow us. And we'll put your pictures up too, man. This is what we do.
Yes,
out.
But they have to be rated PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, not if you want us to see him privately,
well,
yes.
We can't show any boobies, I guess, right? No.
No.
I
no.
mean, if you want to send them, we may not be able to post them, but we can.
No, but we can't post them on the air because, right. you know, some stupid.
The FCC.
Stupid viewer or somebody, they'll get their panties in a twist and go, oh, I was offended by seeing that vagina and those nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Take it down. Fuck you.
It made me masturbate all night looking at that.
No. Sorry, I'm getting anal with the Facebook crazies. That
stop getting anal, would you?
Yeah. I can't. My ass now. Is all chafed now. Because of what you do to me. Oh, my God.
Wow, Mr. Really John Cruz on the air.
Everybody
what's
knows
up,
that.
Johnny?
I was waiting and waiting for somebody to say about the sign behind my bike.
and you figure Johnny to notice it.
Oh, yeah.
He
I'm
just
looking,
noticed it now.
I was expecting to see a barbecue place.
Yeah, it was kind of one, but I think that was out in Iowa on my way home from Sturgis.
Nice.
But, yeah, it was a pretty nice place. It was, you know, big, had everything you wanted. So.
That's a hell of a ride there,
but,
brother.
Yeah, no, that is not a pop-up tent camper. That's just a cargo trailer that I haul, you know, all my stuff yeah. in.
All the stuff you bought at that adult
then, you
know store.
Yeah, the stuff I bought at the adult store, I just put in a saddlebag. Hopefully the cop didn't pull me over and check the saddlebag.
And what are you going to do with this?
Oh, you never know. Oh, my God, that's too
just
funny.
Tell, give it to your wife, you know. I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, you know how it is. Whenever you go on a trip and then you buy stuff, or you find a deal on something. And I'm one of these yard sale and flea market type guys.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like that trailer was totally full. I couldn't fit nothing else in it on the way home from Sturgis.
Right.
And then, of course, you seen the sleeping bag and I don't know what else was on there, but a duffel bag and sleeping bag, and then the tour pack was full. You know,
the cooler?
I get carried away sometimes. Yeah, cooler. Yeah, it had some refreshments in it, but you know, it just I just get carried away. It used to be where I'd get on my soft tail with a sleeping bag and go, but you know, it just starts building up after a while.
Right. Oh, I'm sure it does.
We used to go up to Laconia the first weekend because they had swap meets up there the first weekend,
right?
And I can't tell you the stuff we used to carry back. Oh yeah, strapped to the motorcycle. We didn't care.
Can you imagine if we had one of those things? I had like all kind of frozen steaks and shit back there.
No, we would bear all kinds of parts up there and you know bring them home.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's convenient. I've been looking. I looked at a friend of mine bought one of those campers. You know, the pop up. Chris, you can fit four people in the damn thing after it's all folded out.
Oh yeah,
and all that. You
oh
know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So.
So what's on your mind?
I'm starting to get a little bit too much.
So what's on
your mind? I don't know. You know, it's winter time. I mean, the weather sucks. It's raining, then it's cold, then it's snowing, then it's – now it's supposed to rain here in Pittsburgh tonight and snow maybe an inch or two tomorrow and
okay.
And just be crappy the rest of the week. You know, so there's not really much to do.
Did you watch that the Harley Davidson race?
The Ice Hill Climb?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that uphill race at the X Games. I was watching part of the X Games. I was busy this weekend watching the 24-hour Daytona this weekend and been watching the X Games. And, yeah, I saw that drag race, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, they went up the ski slope, and whoever went up fastest. And I seen the tires. Some guys are running the cup tires. Some guys are running the trail board tires with the spikes in them. That's what we used to run when we rode off-road in the wintertime.
Right.
So then the spikes, they work very well. It's a totally different feel whenever
it's
you have the trail board tires on.
It's got to feel really weird.
Wow. Well, it's not that it's weird. It's just more stable. I mean, they bite right in, and, you know, it's just much better for in the wintertime than running your stock tires.
It probably feels tight. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when the spikes hit the ice.
like there's no give, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Like, no give. It's like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Rigid is my word that I'm looking for.
There you go.
Word of the day. Rigid. Use it in a sentence.
Yes.
Win a shirt.
Wow, this condom feels rigid.
That's my favorite word.
Or you guys, what's the deal with Daytona? Are you guys going to be down there or what are you doing?
Not for bike week. We're going to be, I think we're going to go. Well,
rigid. Use it in a sentence.
Hold on. By Toberfest.
Was
we'll
that you?
There.
I was wondering. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, you know what?
So the idiot forgot to unplug me.
Yeah, plug it back in.
It's all right. No, I'll leave it unplugged. But, that's all right.
But,
sorry, John.
We're going to be – I'm looking to go to Panama City in May.
Yeah. I'm trying for that.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to be at Biketoberfest in October. So those are going to be done. And then, and then the other one we do in June, you know. The big mountain one.
The BMR, one you only show.
I will be.
Yeah, are you going?
Yeah, you have a lot of fun at Big Mountain Run. Am I going?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm going. I'm going to Pikes Peak in Colorado for the International Pikes Peak race.
Okay.
At the end of June. So depending on what job I'm on and if they allow me to go or what, but I will be blown off for a week to go to the Pikes Peak race.
Okay.
Just to go out and watch this year and see what's going on, and then hopefully next year or 2019 I'll be taking my car out there. So
excellent.
And running it.
Excellent. 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 So hope to see you soon there, brother.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to do this right.
Yeah, I keep saying I got to get up there. Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
In Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, there's Bob Cycle Bar.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cool museum. The guy's got a really cool setup there and a nice display of old motorcycles and all kinds of antique cars and just a little bit of everything in that museum. It's really cool. It's in Bloomsburg. But a good friend of mine, Bob Phillips, is reopening up Mustang Sally's Strip Club.
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
So if anybody remembers, Mustang Sally's was part of the sponsor of the Wall of Death, and that's where actually I met Bob that way, and then I went out to his strip club, and it's a really nice place, and he got out of it for a while, and he sold it to somebody, and it wasn't being run right, so he bought it back, and he's going to be opening back up here this spring, he said.
Right.
The Mustang Sally's will be back open in Bloomsburg.
Okay.
But a real funny story, the last time I was there, there's this young girl there, and she's talking to me, and we're talking, and she's like, oh, yeah. And I told her I used to work for a strip club in Fort Lauderdale back in the 80s. She goes, oh, well, maybe you know my mom.
God.
This girl's mom used to be a dancer, and her grandmother was a dancer in Florida back in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
I was like, holy heck, nothing like keeping it in the family. Yeah, it was funny.
Why not? You can make really good money being
a dancer. I think, actually, I worked with her mom, but I don't really remember, but I worked in the club at the same time her mom did.
Right.
But,
that's strange, though.
Yeah, Bob always got a – yeah, that is – it is like – making me feel old, you know, but yeah, the young girl wanted to lap dance.
That's hilarious.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see her mother now.
Oh, well, you know how it is, man. You know, it's just the way it is, but yeah, I was always thinking I'd open up a club called the MILF Lounge.
I'd run dancers
to come out of retirement. And
I would run it
come out and dance,
for you. I'm the mama madam. I'll be the mama madam. I'll run the MILF club for you. Not
there
a problem.
We go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why not?
Yep.
Why not?
That's pretty funny.
And one more thing before I go.
Uh-huh.
Mike Axel is in jail in Tennessee now. He's not in Kentucky, but he's in Tennessee.
Oh,
yay.
Wow.
And I'm going to call tomorrow and try to find out what they're doing with him, how long they're keeping him, and where he's going to go from there, whether it's going to be to another place in Tennessee or if he's going to go back to Missouri. or whatever, and they're still trying to find out what happened with all the money. Nobody seems to know.
You know? Yeah, what happens to all that money? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, but I know a lot of people, like I said earlier, a lot of the, you know, the entertainment had to get paid up front or required deposits right away, and that's not going back anywhere. So,
yeah, no, you know, that's gone.
No, and I brought it up a long time ago that, and even some other people we know that brought it up that were, hey, why don't the entertainers just give that money back, put it in a fund, and pay the people back? And the one entertainer, she got all fired up and wound up. And
well,
said,
there's a catch
shit.
22.
Goes,
there's
I
a catch.
Money.
Yeah, there's a catch 22 to that too, because you got to understand something. In being in the music industry, I understand in some respects. A lot of these guys live paycheck to paycheck and didn't book other – I'm not talking about the Gene Simmons guys. I'm talking about the guys that do the touring circuit, and then they fit all their shows in, and one tour – you know, and one show pays for the next tour. I'm talking about those guys. Gene Simmons, I could live without that man at this point right now. Yeah. I think he's a pig. I think he's disgusting.
Right. Well,
that person should have returned.
Well,
Him.
Well, the thing is, the one entertainer, she was like on the internet and she said, bullshit. She goes, I got my money. Well, then now all of a sudden she's trying to try to do an event down in Tennessee and all these people are bad mouthing her and bashing her because of what she said, you know, and she wants all the people that were going to go to Nashville Bike Week to come to her event. And they're all, like, on the internet, and she emails me, and I'm like, Sue, I don't know nothing about it, you know?
Yeah, but you
and
know what? That happened.
I don't really care less either.
But it's over, John. It happened.
But,
it's done.
You know, you
it's
don't
over.
Go get on the internet, and you're saying, oh, well, yeah, I got my money, ha, ha, ha. Well, you know, all the people got screwed out of their money. So now she's trying to do an event, and it's not going to work out because these people are bad, really bad.
So that's her situation, but that happened already. It's done and over with, and... You know, when you make an announcement like that, I'm talking about somebody like Gene Simmons. The guy's got money coming out of his schwazzle. So do a flip around, because here you are now promoting this event for him, doing PSAs for this event, saying that, you know, and you have it up, and a couple of the other big guys, you know, that were out there. But a lot of these guys that, like I said, that do the touring, that fit it into their touring, they lose money. They actually lose money. That deposit doesn't do anything because now they lost the airline tickets. They lost their hotel rooms. Now they have to reroute. Now they have to fill something out because they rely – it's paycheck to paycheck, but it's basically show to show all year long. So those guys, you know, no, keep the money because that helps them out. But the big guys, you know, that want it all up front in one lump sum in a chunk – yeah, you don't really need that money, so do a mitzvah and just turn it around.
And that's it.
And
we're out of time here, folks, so
yeah, we
listen.
Gotta go, John. Yada, yada, yada.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
Okay, we'll catch up with you guys later.
All
Have
right.
a good night.
You got it.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, bye.
And that's it.
So folks. I've been playing with the buttons, if you people have noticed, the our Minuteman.
I know.
Metal sign has been changing colors, because I figured out how to use the remote.
All right. Well,
and Johnny did not. So you, everyone have a great night. We're going to see you next Monday with He Light and Johnny Lang. Hopefully we'll call in.
And all that good stuff.
And we'll catch up with everybody that was supposed to call in tonight. So
I
just
thank
show.
Everybody for calling and joining us, for me, Margaret, and Randy the Wrench. Oh, by the way, go out to the Village Idiot. Go hang out with Shannon. She's hanging out. Good bartender.
Yes, excellent bartender.
Adios, amigos.
Good night, all.